easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
Oh, yeah. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM Talk. Your place to go when you've got something on your chest that you need to get off. Monica at 991FMTalk.com. Before I get into elections and actual, well, I guess it is a part of elections. Well, go to my email at Monica991FMTalk.com. Answer Mike's question in Carson City. As I recall, last week you said you would be providing information about signing the recall Sisolak petition, but I didn't hear anything on your show yesterday. The only thing I could find was an online petition at thepetitionsite.com. Is this the right place to sign the petition? So far, 329 people have signed the online petition. Mike, I am so sorry because I had my head up my you-know-what. I was supposed to go to a meeting on Sunday for the different precincts to get this all done, the different counties and the people who are running it. And I was just working away in my studio, and I completely spaced it. But here's the thing. I also made a huge mistake. I guess that was our meeting to get prepped, sign the paperwork that we needed to sign, that, you know, we would be official signature gatherers and we would protect the petition and all that good stuff. It actually hasn't come out to start yet. And so I've been in communication with Barney Wadley and Angela Blass, and it's coming very shortly. It might be, you know, another week or so. It takes a lot. People have to remember it. Some people say, oh, you're so unorganized. It's like, no, trust me, these people are on the ball. There are a lot of regulations, a lot of rules to putting one of these petitions together. And, well, Governor Sisolak changed the process. He's changed a lot of things when it comes to your ability to just be able to deal with the government. And I'll tell you about one of those things as well. But he changed the recall process as well. So, and it was voted on in the legislature. So it is coming very close. And again, you know I will be all over the official petition when it comes out. I will have it on every social media site that I have, the information. I will have it with me when I go do speaking events because I've got a lot coming up in the next few weeks, so I hope we get it out. But this is a statewide effort. We have to have everything in place for every single county in Nevada. It has to come out at the same time, and it has to be turned back in at the same time. So all of the ducks have to be not only in a row, they have to be compacted and sewn together so they don't get out of step. What you sent me, the petitionsite.com, recall Governor Sisolak, that is not the official petition. I don't know what this site is. This is it says care to petitions, start a petition. It's got some ridiculous goal of 1,000 people. You can't do a recall with 1,000 people. You can't even do that for a county. So I don't know if this is a fishing place. I think it is because it says by signing, you accept CARE2's terms of service and agree to receive communications about our campaigns through email. So I think this is just a place that wants your email. If you get something, just by all means, unsubscribe. But it's interesting going through the comments of the people who are participating in this petition. So far, 329 people have signed it. Again, this is not the official petition, but Dan writes, I do not believe his views or beliefs are what Nevada needs. He's toxic for our future and our children's future. I do not want to become Nevada-fornia. I'm sorry, but we're already there. Because Nevada needs to stay as free as it is. Our governor is pushing his liberal agenda down our throats, and the citizens do not want it. We want him out. We are not California for a reason. Protect Nevada as it is. He's turning Nevada into a cesspool. Oh, this is Victoria writes, sick of nothing being done about drug addicts who call themselves homeless. No on Nevada being a sanctuary state. Want something done about the nuclear waste storage. She just started listening it all. She just started going through. You know, we knew he was a wrong choice for Nevada to begin with, but we were down to two options. The party didn't listen on the Republican side. Michael Roberson never should have been running, which, well, it influenced Adam Laxalt's support because Adam Laxalt had to support Michael Roberson as lieutenant governor. And so that killed him in the campaigns. But what was even worse was the fact that Sisolak was getting millions of dollars from out of state. If you go in and look at the financials, he had way more money for his campaign. I mean, way more money than Laxalt did. And when you don't listen to your constituents, this is what happens. The entire party is hurt. And, well, the election is hurt. Just ask Dean Heller about that. You have to be honest. You have to believe in what you're saying. And we need more people to do that. Do not, if you are planning to run for office, I know, say like on the school board, Scott Kelly has said he's going to run for re-election. I also know that there are two people who are going to go up against him. You have to get your names out. What does it matter? Because strategists will tell you not to put the word out until the last day of filing. And I don't believe in that. I think that if you are going to run, well, the reason they give is that as soon as you file, the media is going to jump on that and you're going to start getting researched and you're going to start being questioned and people will start digging up stuff from your past. Well, for one thing, if you're going to run for office, you should be able to answer questions about your past. I should be able to answer questions about my family. My dad was in prison. My mom was in prison. Or not my mom. Sorry, my mom just had a heart attack because I know she's listening. My brother was in prison. My father was in prison. My mom was law enforcement. And I took towards her side. My brother and my father, drugs. If you cannot talk about your family honestly and be in these conversations, then by all means, you shouldn't be running for any type of office. Because the left is so determined to have control over everything, to have control over every election, even things that are called nonpartisan. Yeah, there is no such thing as a nonpartisan office. You do need Democrat and Republican support if you want to win those nonpartisan offices, you know, like sheriff and recorder and clerk and stuff like that. But your thoughts and your views always come out. Even your values always come out in those nonpartisan offices by your actions. Whether you are running for school board, regents, assembly, let us know. And if you want to run, there is support out there for you. So if you want to run for something, get in contact with me. I will put you in touch with the right people. If you want to run, contact Paul Jackson or go visit First Fridays. We've already had the January 1st Friday, but the February 1st Friday is coming up. They meet at Famous Dave's and just sit around and talk politics. And these are the people that you need to talk to. They're the ones who do the behind the scenes of everything and who you need to know. We need to get average citizens. We need to get the business owners. We need to get the teachers. We need to get the parents who are so concerned about what is going on, the values, the cost for the school district, that we need to get people in every single district, every single precinct, city council, commission, whatever it is. We need you to run. You'll have support. You just have to put in the time. And a lot of people just don't want to put in the time nowadays. They don't want to be scrutinized by the other side. They don't want their family drug into things. Because the other side has a huge tendency to play dirty. They just want to bring up negative stuff. And I know, it's frustrating. There will never, ever be a campaign again just on issues. The campaigns are about who's running, what they've done in the past, what they've said on Twitter, what they've posted on Facebook. You have to look past all that and look at the person who's running. Are they honest about their past? Are they honest about what they want for the future, what they will and will not vote on? A lot of Republicans being called on the carpet for things that they missed in bills that were passed that they signed off on. Bring up an example coming up after we take this quick break on the Monica Jay Show, your show at 884-9910. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910. Love to have your calls whenever you call in about any subject. I was earlier in the show speaking about the $1 billion solar plant that is now obsolete. Actually, it was obsolete before it even went online. Lost its only customer, NV Energy. That is our Crescent Dunes solar plant. Basically, you know, we could just sell it as a huge art installation. Greed, I don't know, put a title on it and put Harry Reid's picture on it. Maybe that's what we can do. Have the mirrors all reflect Harry's face out into space. So I have this posted on my Facebook page, and some of the comments. We call them dingy Harry's bird burners, as they kill any poor bird that flies through that beam. You can see them from over 100 miles when flying. What a joke. Now, that's true. You know, because these particular solar panels, the solar array, they're mirrored. So basically, when the sun hits that, it's just this big beam that goes back. Scary greed, so crooked that when he dies, you'll have to bury him with a giant corkscrew. That's actually funny, Glenn. Thank you for that one. This has happened before. And it will continue to happen. I mean, this, Solyndra, the list goes on and on. Billions of dollars down the tubes. As the city council and commission and whoever was a part of that secret meeting that we found out today from Paul from QOL, Quality of Life Reno. Secret meeting. For the next 3 weeks, you will see nothing happen with the homeless situation, with the vagrant situation, with the bum situation, whatever you want to call it, because of the fact they are going to have a point in time analysis account. And if they go in and they remove all those people, because the people are back at that beautifully clean park, Pickett Park, remember that one? Already back. And they're not going to be moved out because they want the count. Because the more homeless we have, the more people on the streets, the more money they get. The more money to keep wasting and not solve the problem. Homelessness will never be solved. Vagrancy will never be solved. It will always be in our lifetime. Sorry, it will be. And we'll always be on the hook to pay for it. But at least get something in place that people are away from our drinking water source. People are away from our fishing source. People used to actually eat the fish that they would catch in the river. But now, all fishermen know, unless you're a tourist fisherman, know that from Arlington down, those are throwback fish. Give them a place where they can, out of sight, out of the way. Make sure there's security. Because when vagrants have mental health issues, you see a lot of crime committed on each other. Money, food, drugs. Because there will always be somebody who has what you have and be willing to do whatever it takes to take it from you. There's your lesson in life. That's not just for the homeless. That's not just vagrancy. Kind of sums up what we've turned into with our government. There will always be someone who wants what you have. Whether it be your tax dollars, whether it be the water underneath your property, whether it be your property, Eminent domain not used like it used to be. Other people want to make money, and if you are in the way, well, let's just say Jeffrey Epstein didn't commit suicide. Just a thought. Speaking of thoughts, a lot of things going on in this world, and we've got a little touch with it with Fox News at the bottom and the top of each hour. So let's do it. Take a quick break. 884-9910. You want to get your thoughts together and get them on the air? That's the way you do it. Or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. We'll be back after this.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 991fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
I don't know. Do you think you could handle a little more Monica in your life? You only get 2 hours a day. Really? Come on. That's all I ask for. 10 to noon every weekday. And, of course, on Saturdays, we have a little best of program. So that's up to the producer to figure out what was worth hearing again. But you do always have the options of the podcast, too, at 991fmtalk.com. While you're there, checking out a podcast or two. Hey, here's today's poll question. Should shoplifters be arrested or ticketed for items less than $50? Where have we gone? What have we gotten to that your tax dollars, you run a business, someone comes into your business and robs you, and unless it's $1,200 worth of stuff, the police aren't even going to show up? What kind of royal capital BS is that? Well, don't you want them catching murderers? Don't you want them catching criminals? And I'm sorry. Shoplifters are criminals. You know what it takes to start up a business? To keep inventory in a business? If the big box stores want to ignore that and pass the cost on to you, then they've got the money to do that. But for the business people that I know, you know, this whole campaign to shop local, it's not shoplift local. It's shop local. Business owners need to be protected. And if you're just totally royally going to mess them over, then at least make sure everybody knows what their rights are to, well, catch the shoplifter for themselves. Because if you're not going to do it, then I'll do it. Just like I have to protect my home and my family and myself, if that is being put on to you as well, if I had a business, can I grab this person? Can I hold them? I know I can buy handcuffs. Can I handcuff them and have them sit there until I'm off work, ready to close the business, and then haul their butts up to the jail or to the police station? Say, here, you couldn't take the time to come get this person, so I'm bringing them to you. Do you have the right to do that? Just so you know, just so you are clear on the situation here, had a listener call in the last hour when we were discussing this and said that, remember when Albertsons used to be here? Remember Albertsons? This district, this area, right here, number 10 decades, that's 100 years. Okay, so a decade ago, 10 years, number one, for loss. What does that say about our area? What does that say about what we are turning into? And at what age? Is there an age maybe on where you're going with all this? Because if you are not stopping kids who are going in and shoplifting, what are you teaching them? What are you teaching them for the future and the type of person that they're going to become? Knowing that, hey, this is easy. I can just go in and take whatever I want. I know it's not your responsibility to raise other people's children, but when we don't even enforce the law anymore, maybe have a special division of shoplifting, get a few more people who aren't, you know, sworn officers, but who are security personnel who can go pick these people up and just take them to jail. Well, our jails are overcrowded. Then why don't we build a detention center? Maybe that's what the old police headquarters can become as we spend all these millions of dollars for the new police headquarters. Maybe the old one can become a detention center for the people who break these crimes or, you know, break these laws that just seem to be so minor, we're ignoring them. Defecating in public. Sleeping wherever you want. Used to be called a drunk tank. Don't take him to jail. Don't take him to the big Parr Boulevard facility. Drag him to cells downtown. Shoplifters, vagrants, drunk in public. Whatever there is that you feel that, well, it's so minor, we don't even enforce it anymore. Put them someplace, because I can tell you, I have the utmost respect for people who put on the uniform. They lay their lives on the line for me. I am one of those people who would lay my life on the line for them. If I saw someone attacking an officer, I would be in the middle of that fight. People wonder why I keep my nails so long. Because they need to be protected. They need to be respected. Men and women that put on the uniform, unlike the way they're treated back east and by other people. But let me tell you, there is no bigger disrespect for the men and women in law enforcement than not letting them enforce the law. There is no bigger disrespect than tying their hands. These people choose to do a job to protect and serve their communities, to make where they live a better place. And elected representatives who are so liberal, it is crazy now. That you don't even, we put all this money into walking trails, into paths along this treasure we have running through downtown Reno and Sparks called the Truckee River. And then we let people just throw garbage in it, poop in it, pee in it. Throw trash wherever they want. Just let it fester. And you tie their hands to not do anything. Oh, hey, that was part of that little secret meeting from the city council as well. Had law enforcement representatives in there with the specific instructions not to do anything about the homeless living along the river right now or anyplace else. We have to be able to count them. So if we know where they are, that's the problem with QOL, is they keep moving all these people around or getting them moved around, getting them off the streets. Well, that takes money away from us. I really hope you're paying attention to all this during this election year. Because secret meetings, that doesn't fly with me. That doesn't fly at all. And again, we go back to the deep state. The whole, you know, it's not the elected representatives or just. It's also the people that work around them. They want one voice coming out of the city. Don't know who it's going to be. But the new officer in charge of dealing with the homeless mess, he's been sucked into it. He can't do anything. They specifically told people in that meeting they're not to be talking to anybody about the homeless issue. Not to the media, not to other representatives. Let them speak through one voice, presumably City Hall. So it'll probably be the word from Newbie or the public information officer there. They can't even be honest to you to your face what they're doing. I mean, seriously? To be told that you have to go get a Freedom of Information Act to know what went on during that meeting? Give me a break. Something I want you to think about, too, is probably other members of the city council, Washoe County Commission. It always works this way. The mayor. They're going to probably be running for higher office. So if they can't take care of issues like this, do you really want them in a higher office? 884-9910. It's the Monica J. Show. We'll be back in just a minute. I'm looking for something to bring you from one of the laws that was signed in through the legislature that took effect January 1st when it comes to raffles. Every single organization out there, every single charity, you should really pay attention to this. It's quite interesting. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT.
It is where you come to talk and where I sit and listen. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Send me an email if you would like at monica@991fmtalk.com. You can also get to me through social media, Facebook, Twitter. Twitter's a little bit weird, though. It's JAYE_Monica. So if you just log on to our website at 991fmtalk.com, besides answering today's poll question, you can also find my links to the different forms of social media that I have there. Just go on to the Monica J. Page. So I appreciate that. Today's poll question is rather simple. If you get the Quality of Life Reno Hot Sheet, you can sign up for it at QOL-Reno.org. And there's a section in there about shoplifting. So that's our question today. Should shoplifters be arrested or ticketed for items even under $50? It's crazy. So far, the majority of people are saying yes. Let's go to the phone lines, though, and check in with Kurt this morning, who wants to talk about shoplifters and the court experience with loss prevention. Hi, Kurt. Thanks for calling the show today.
Oh, you're very welcome. I worked for a local grocery store chain for a number of years, and we had a problem with shoplifting. And the last one that I had was a 42-year-old lady that took a 36-pack of beer. I confronted her outside, and I detained her. I called Douglas County Sheriff. They pick her up. We go to court, and her defense attorney says, well, it was only a 36-pack of beer. And I says, that is correct. And I says, Your Honor, can you remind defense counsel that it's the act that is illegal, not the amount? And
exactly.
Then he said to the defense attorney, he says, you got that, Mr. Lopez? And I'm a firm believer. It is the act. It's not the amount.
That's why all of this needs to be enforced.
Yes,
you know,
I agree.
This is what's 100%. Happening with, I mean, Kurt, if you look at New York and all of the things that they've lifted from when Giuliani was running the place to what's happening now, he had it cleaned up. I would have no problem walking along the streets in New York if I ever got a chance to go there. That was on my bucket list, but not really now. I have no interest because of what I would be stepping over or who I would be stepping over. But as soon as they lifted the bans on public urination, what did people start doing? You lift the ban, they'll do it.
Yes. I still am a firm believer. I don't care. It's the act that is illegal, not the amount.
And all we're gonna see is it getting worse.
We had no problem with that. We'd call them on anything. They'd be right out. I don't know how it is in Reno. I've only had a couple cases in Reno and never had a problem. They've always responded to shoplifters.
You know, it's just we have to crack down on this stuff, Kurt. I mean, it's just incredible where we're going to go as a society if this all just falls apart on us. So,
yes.
Kurt, thank you for calling in with your experience, because people, until they hear other people's experiences, what you've actually gone through, a lot of times people don't even believe it continues to happen. So, Kurt, thank you so much. Thanks for the call, and make sure you call back again. This is the thing. Maybe it's a slow day. Maybe they're not doing anything, and yeah, they will take a call for a shoplifter. But more times than not, you're weeded out. And it starts at 911 because, well, shoplifting isn't an emergency. Now, if you confront the person and they pull a weapon on you, then that's an emergency. But until it happens to you, I guess that's when things change. Until you're trying to walk along the river, say with your family, and someone comes out of a tent and starts hassling you for money and blocks your path until you feel pressured to give them something because you just want to make it go away. So here's some money so you can remove yourself from the situation and then just never go back, maybe. Until we start holding elected representatives responsible. Maybe there is a good law that we should put on the books. If you are accosted by someone who calls themselves homeless, who is a vagrant, who is a drug addict, who's trying to get drug money when they're in one of their conditions and they need a fix, and you're hurt, I wonder if you could sue the city council. I wonder if you could sue the commission, because they just turn and look the other way. Or at least pause for 3 weeks so everybody can get counted so they can get money. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show, on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Love you.